Stephen Angle is the chancellor of our campus here at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Late last week, we had a conversation about how UTC has been operating after the storms and tornadoes that hit the southeast, including the Chattanooga area, and under the ongoing situation with COVID-19.
Chancellor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
The storm and the tornado complicate an already complicated situation for UTC and the UT system due to COVID-19. How so on this campus?
I think it's disrupted the lives of the people who are the university. People were trying to deal with life at home, trying to balance their own job, working from home, many with children in school, trying to help them with homework, keep them on point, or provide care for their kids while they're doing their work. Then there's the normal things of life that comes along. Going to the grocery store can be an adventure, and people are wearing masks, and you're all remote. So I think the psychological toll now, as people and their neighbors have no home to be at all, or damage to their home. They're wondering how they're going to get by. They have no power for multiple days. It makes it really challenging. And so I think it just adds to the level of difficulty that we face trying to finish this semester off, to see our students progress towards graduation, to finish their education. It's, sometimes you're stronger because of the difficulties you face. And I think this is one time for all of us to certainly support each other, to be there, provide the, can't be a literal pat on the back, but at least through video, through phone calls, practicing social distancing, but still trying to have people feel we understand their pain, we know what they're going through, and we appreciate what they're doing.
What can you tell us about any direct impact from the weather to the campus? Facilities, personnel who may still be on campus, anything in that regard?
I think the campus personnel have, working on campus, those that have to be here, our grounds crew, the campus didn't experience any real damage. I did walk around, looked, no limbs down. If there were, they were picked up really quickly. Our grounds crew has been here working hard through all of this. The campus is absolutely gorgeous. But I think it's the, we have about a little over 2,000 people in the zip codes that were impacted by the tornadoes and have the power outage. Another 1,100 faculty, staff, students who are in areas and zip codes directly adjacent to those that had the tornadoes touch down. So there's direct impact on a lot of people. Talking with Richard Brown, he's had no power. Today he had reasonable cell service and we could actually talk. The day before, he was breaking up all the time and we had a difficult time communicating. So I think people are adapting. Those that have power and internet are stepping in to help those that don't. Students are trying to figure out how are they going to finish this semester. We helped get students with devices and internet access, and now those that had it before are, we're trying to figure out how do we help them, what can we do. So we'll continue to try to provide whatever assistance we can.
Turning now to COVID-19, in your entire career in higher ed, how has that compared so far with the most severe challenges you've seen a university have to face?
I mean, this is clearly unprecedented in what I've seen. Shutting down for a few days or a week because of severe weather or damage on campus. It's the unknown, the sustained term of this crisis that makes it very difficult to deal with. the lack of knowledge with testing who was perhaps a carrier. Campus basically shut down, went to online instruction, sent as many people home as possible so that we could almost manage as though each one of us had the virus and don't want to pass it to someone else. Looking at commencement, which is such an incredible time, you know, the best day in the life of a university is commencement, and the smiles, the joy, the glee, the faces of the family and our graduates is always such a wonderful time for the university, and to have to delay that and to be looking at August and August 7th and 8th for our commencement, wondering, you know, how do we manage an event like that given where we'll be in August? It's the unknown that may provide an additional challenge to us that I think is perhaps that's the unprecedented nature of this. Usually you know what's coming. We also have, we know the state budget will be impacted. These are very difficult times for many people economically. Loss of jobs, income. How are students going to pay for school? How are they going to pay for their living expenses? And how do we help? And then the sales tax revenue is so important to the state of Tennessee. What will that mean for continued state support? Higher ed is a priority of our state and our governor and of our General Assembly, but resources will be limited, and we're not quite certain what we're dealing with, so we're trying to have as much flexibility as we can in our budget and to get resources set aside to help students so that they will be able to continue with their education during what is likely to be a significant economic downturn. And hopefully they can finish their education at a time as the economy starts to recover and be ready to participate in that.
What's a unique challenge that UTC has had to face in responding to the coronavirus threat, complying with the government mandates, and what's a unique response to that challenge that most people may not be aware of even now?
I think if you live in an urban area, the lack of internet service is something, it's just, oh, that's mind-boggling to think that people don't have access to internet. Well, many parts of rural Tennessee do not have access to internet. We moved our curriculum online, and we had many students in areas where they just couldn't access classes because they didn't have a device or they didn't have access to internet. So we checked out devices face-to-face. We sent them through the mail to students who needed them. We did the same thing for faculty and staff who needed a device to work from home. The supply chain for computers and iPads and Chromebooks has been impacted by this crisis. And so just getting equipment turned out to be a problem, but we were able to manage. It was a huge effort by many people, our IT group and our library, just above and beyond the call of duty. We've got hotspots, worked with internet providers, with EPB, Verizon, AT&T to try and get access for our students, sending out internet cards for computers so that students could plug in and then use a cell phone to access the internet. So I think the surprise was the number of people who lived in areas with very limited access, when many of us just almost take it for granted that you have access to high-speed internet and have a device to just do your business, keep up with friends, news, and what's going on in the world. But not everybody does.
You mentioned earlier groundskeepers on campus. Talk to us more about the people on campus, not only yourselves and the executive team, but folks like groundskeepers maintenance people who are out there, have been out there doing above and beyond?
Well, they've been on the front lines. Our housing staff who help students move out of housing as testing wasn't available. We didn't really know who's at risk, and they're working with families trying to move out under, you know, very stressful conditions. Our maintenance crew, our custodians who are trying to disinfect handrails and doorknobs and come into offices and make sure things are cleaned up. They're on the front lines. They have families to go back to. They don't want to bring coronavirus home. And they have just stepped up and done what needed to be done. We have tried to take every precaution to help them and protect them as they do their job. I think perhaps the groundspeople outside, where the air is circulating, we've had some cold days and cold weather and rain, but it's they're not indoors with a lot of infected surfaces and trying to disinfect them. But they're also dealing with life and very concerned about keeping their distance from each other, as well as those of us who might walk by and say hi. So I think that, you know, the psychological toll and impact of this on everyone can't be minimized. Making sure we continue to reach out to others. Just going in the grocery store this week, you know, people almost seem reluctant to acknowledge each other. And I think especially for those on campus that are here, we need to continue to acknowledge them, support, and say thank you for what you do. We really appreciate the job they do. We still have, I think, 90 students living on campus who have no other home to go to, some international students who couldn't get back home. And so there are people here helping take care of them, provide food service so that they can eat, that they can be safe. So our police and public safety crew is as active as ever, trying to ensure the safety of the campus. And we appreciate everybody for what they do.
And to wrap up here, speaking of support, I'm reminded of the Student Emergency Scholarship Fund. This is a difficult time, and this is a difficult time for a lot of people to give. How are people contributing to that fund? And if they're listening now, where can they go?
You can go the Downey Fund, Downey Fund, an alum and his wife have provided the seed funding for this a couple of years ago. They've made an additional gift to that fund. We've been raising money for it. We've had a large call on the fund. We've had the balance up towards $200,000, and it's come down because we've had so many students in need. So students who just can't get by need to reach out. We can help. The CARES Act, which was passed by Congress, also has quite a bit of money for financial aid for the current year for students. And so we're trying to get that distributed. It's up to several million dollars. It focuses, I think 75% of that funding will be for Pell eligible students. So there is some light here at the end of the tunnel for students, even for the current semester, to try to get through. So many of our students worked in the restaurant, service, hospitality, tourism industry, and that's all shut down. If you're an hourly employee, your income was turned off immediately, and there's still rent to pay. You still have to eat. Some of our students had tuition payments, and so we appreciate what anyone can do to help our students make it through. Now, I've heard from several seniors who don't know how they're going to finish. They got one more semester. You need to come back for next fall. And how are they going to do it? So we're working with them on an individual basis to try to find the scholarship funding to help them finish out their college degree. To get so close and to have it almost snatched away from you is really difficult to take. So we're trying to do everything we can to get funding for scholarships as well as the Downey Emergency Fund, which will help our students with expenses and things that are just necessary as part of life.
Chancellor, thanks so much.
Thank you.